Good afternoon, Mutant County. This is Whitley Quickman. Well, it was certainly an eventful morning here at the WLFC studio. As promised, during this morning's News at 10 broadcast, we bring you now a very special human interest story. Keep listening, folks. You will not want to miss a second of this special interview slash reunion segment with the stranger who beamed down through the protective dome last night. That's right. There was indeed a breach of the county's protective barrier late last night, a first in Mutant County's quarantine history. But as it turns out, this interstellar visitor from another planet is none other than Tadward Bilchner Sr. That's right. The alienated father of our very own Tad Bilchner is in the studio with us today.
Yay! Hey, look it. You don't seem very enthusiastic for this little reunion, sonny boy. You used look it wrong. You kidding me? I invented look it.
Enthusiastic.
Not really.
Yes, he said enthusiastic.
What are you doing here anyway, Pop?
Okay, good. Yes, why don't you conduct the interview, Tad?
But I thought I was the guest.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, sir. I meant...
He meant me, dude. Hey, don't call me dude, doofus. You mean dad. Don't call me doofus, deadbeat.
Deadbeat? What do you mean, deadbeat?
You left me and Mom alone to go run around with your alien pals.
Tad, I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah, right. I was just a kid, Pop. Even I could tell you that you were pleased as punch pudding to ditch the old ball and chain and the little brat to go star hopping with your little green beer buddies.
Okay, well, it seems like you two have a lot of catching up to do. Why don't we just sign off the air and...
Ball and chain? Little brat? Tad, I was selected as Earth's first intergalactic ambassador to connect with the beings from another planet. I didn't have a choice. Bull honies, you knew exactly what you were going to do, starting with the potatoes.
Tad, I... Wait. Potatoes.
Yeah, I remember. You started sculpting a big pile of smashed potatoes at the dinner table like a big weirdo. I was just a little kid, so I started crying. Then Mom was crying, and pretty soon you took off to Satan's precipice to beam up with your new friends. None of us were surprised. For years, I believed you'd come back, that you were some character in a sci-fi flick, and you'd come back to find us and tell us of your space adventures, but you never came back. Don't you get it, Tad? I'm back now. Look it. I loved you and your mother very much. And I love the rash on my back. You want to know why? Because it never leaves me.
Okay, fellas. We're going to wrap this up and...
Leaving you and your brother was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Oh, boo frickin' who. You know what was hard? Growing up without... Wait. My brother? I don't have a brother. Oh, crap. Do I, Pop? Do I have a brother? Look at Tad. I do? Holy cannoli! Just where do you stop, man? Well, there was this probe, and...
Oh, boy.
It was an alien probe, and it kept happening while I was asleep. Things don't just happen, Pop. It started out with a few nights of body scans. This was months before the mashed potatoes thinger. I barely believed it was real. It was like a dream. But then I started waking up with faint memories, and that became more and more clear that I was on some kind of spaceship. Night after night, everything was white, and there were these creatures all around me making strange clicking sounds. Yeah, you get the idea. One of them seemed to be always, well, it seemed to always be there. I thought it might be the captain or something. It turns out she was a doctor. And her research on my human body was thorough, to say the least. Oh, God! Oh, you hooked up with her, didn't you? She gave birth to a baby 3 months later. By all appearances, he looked human.
Goodness gracious.
Yep, I know, it's weird, but it's true. And the nocturnal visitations continued. Oh, gross! And I realized what had happened. I had to tell your mother. I had to tell her that I was going to leave with the extraterrestrial visitors and help raise my new child, if even for a short while, to make sure he had a solid foundation and understood that he wasn't alone, that he had another who loved him, a father, a human like him. But that's why you left? Yes, Tad. I was welcomed by these beings on their planet, and I lived there for several months, raising your stepbrother and learning more about these fascinating travelers and their marvelous technologies. Oh, I see. And you just forgot about old Mom and me, huh? Oh, no. Oh, no. I never forgot. But you see, Tad, The Zulians attacked my new peaceful planet, and they attacked it with a weapon so destructive it caused the entire planet to collapse on itself. Minutes before the annihilation of the planet, I put your brother's basket in an advanced shuttle pod. I did my best to set the trajectory towards Earth and launch him into the vast darkness of space, praying he might find his way back home, here, to Earth.
Wow. That is simply incredible.
No, wait a second. If that's true, how did you survive the collapsing planet?
Well, by rights, I should have died along with your alien stepmother and all the other inhabitants of the planet. But when I launched your brother in the shuttle, I must have been caught up in some kind of quantum field generated by the shuttle. I was hurtled into the future and began learning the intricacies of time hopping from some of the greatest chrononautical minds of the multiverse. It took me lifetimes to develop this. A Nintendo Power Glove? No! A temporal gauntlet. With it, I began my journey back to Earth. Of course, quantum traveling is tricky even when you have unlimited time to experiment with it. So pretty soon I found myself leaping from planet to planet, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time my next leap would be the leap home.
Admiral Archer's dog on a foot-long bun. You expect me to believe that? It's true.
I got back to Earth once before. I managed to learn that your brother had made it here safely. He was raised by a kind old farmer in the Midwest who never revealed his foster son's alien origins, even to him. By the time I tracked him down, he was dead. Dead? Long dead. And so are you, kid. It turns out that I arrived 90 years from now. I got the dag-blasted year wrong.
But this is incredible.
Psh! Unbelievable is more like it. What was the name of the farmer that found your alien baby in the field? Mr. Kent?
Quickman.
Yes?
No, that was his name. Mr. Quickman. He was a grammar teacher at the local high school.
Mr. Quickman?
A grammar teacher?
I found you, boys.
You're my father?
I'm his brother?
Tad's my brother? Oh my. Oh no. Tad is my brother.
I've looked everywhere for your mother too, Tad. But it seems she vanished not long after I left to make my journey to be with Whitley.
She did! After you left, Ma ran off to join the circus with her aerobics instructor.
Oh, come on.
She what? She left, just like you.
To be with that spandex bandit? Well, that must have been very difficult for you, Tad.
Wait. Tad, I didn't know you were an orphan.
Well, I was. Until a rich, bald dude discovered me and took me to his mansion.
Okay, just so I make sure I've got this straight. Tad was raised by a millionaire, and I was raised by a farmer?
Yep.
And my biological mother is an alien doctor who was killed when her planet was destroyed by the Zulian Empire.
Uh-huh.
And Tad Bilchner, this round little man before me with a child's humor and terrible penmanship, is my brother?
Half-brother, dipwit.
I don't know what to say. I suppose that explains why I've never really felt like I fit in here.
Say you'll come with me.
Pardon me?
What? Both of you. Say you'll come with me. I've learned so much about the universe. I wasn't able to be a good father to you boys when you were young, but imagine what we could do together now. Surfing the celestial shores of time and space, exploring strange new worlds, discovering new life and civilizations, boldly going where no one has...
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna stop you right there, bud. Me and Whitley just... We can't just leave WLFC. We have a job to do. We're partners.
Whitley and I.
Shut up, donkey face. You know, this festering atomic dung pile doesn't have a whole lot going on for it, but it has us. And unlike some people, we're not just gonna up and leave it on a whim. We're in it for the long haul.
Long haul.
Whatever. We're gonna stick around to help it grow. Play ball with it and teach it what it means to be a man in this world. What it means to be a... you know what I mean. Tell him, Whit. Tell him, old brother of mine. Tell him we ain't going nowhere.
Does that power glove thinger really have enough power to transport more than one person?
Whit?
I'm just asking.
Sure does, my boy. You're gonna go with him, aren't you, Whit?
Tad, we've been stuck under this dome a long time now. Imagine what I could do for this town by bringing them news from the outside. Not just from outside the dome, but from outer space. I could be Mutant County's first intergalactic reporter. Isn't that right, Mr. Bilchner?
Sure is. The galaxy is at your fingertips.
Okay, whatever. Ah, damn it, Wit. I can't believe you're leaving me.
You've got Lulu to love, Tad, and El Offelbeck to harass. Me, I don't have anyone. But this could be a chance for me to understand a little more about who I am and where I came from.
I'll miss you, buddy.
Ah, Tad, well, I wouldn't have always believed it. I can honestly say I'm going to miss you too. Very, very much.
Go get your toothbrush and get out of here, you big dummy. I can cover you during the sports and weather. We don't need toothbrushes where we're going. We have replication technology that far exceeds...
Yeah.
He may be your son, but you don't know Wit. He's not going anywhere without packing a toothbrush.
Well, regular brushing is number one in preventing tooth decay and plaque buildup.
What a nerd. We'll blip over to your place now, Wit, and then we can grab a few things.
Blip?
Well, it's like beaming, but it's in short distances. Yeah, but what are you waiting around here for? You get out of here before I start to bawl like a baby.
Oh, technically, Tad, it should be for what are you waiting around here? Although, in the common parlance of
see
the...
you on the flip side, sonny! Oh, what a day. Good gravy. Oh, crap, the mic's on. This is Tad Bilchner. Alone. Again. Signing off on behalf of me and Wit and all the gals and ghouls here at WLFC. Coming up, I'll bring you sports and weather. But the conversation might be a little one-sided now that Wit's gone, so... deal with it. Ah, crap, I forgot the jingle.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.